Brother, this is old Dan, and I'm here to get this whole thing started. Here comes the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes, cause all my rowdy friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys, let the football fly.
Good evening and welcome out again, once again, for Football City USA. Game number 3, the Northwestern Trojans taking on the Providence Panthers. These two teams met again last year. They will meet again. Of course, different looking squad, different head coaches on both teams. I'm Scott Wells, joined in the booth tonight by Kevin Robbins and Mac Banks. Brown Simpson down on the field. You may hear him in the background. As always, Brown is constantly talking. So we'll get a lot of information out of Brown as we go. Kevin, jump in here. Let's talk about these two teams, Northwestern Trojans and the Providence Panthers.
Well, one quick thing about Brown. Brown does know everybody in the stadium.
That's exactly
everybody,
right.
And he knows their family, their family members, and their cousins, and everybody else. But these two football teams tonight, I think on the Providence side, they're going to be very young. They're about 45%.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Plato's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Plato's Closet.
About 45% of their starters are sophomores or juniors. So a lot of underclassmen playing football. They're young. They're going to take their lumps, but they're coming. I don't think this is going to be their year, so it's going to be a tough year for them. But they are going to get better as the year goes along, and then probably next 2 years are probably going to be their years. On the other side of the football field, Northwestern, I think that this is going to be a year to get the program in place. They're going to be working on a lot of things on the overall program, not so much about winning a lot of football games. They're trying to change culture, trying to get things in place and move the ball forward.
This is going to be the late game tonight. It's about 9:40 kickoff. We're in the final seconds before kickoff. Northwestern is getting ready to kind of come out of their tunnel. Cheerleaders are lined up from their goal line down to about the 30-yard line. And this third game will start shortly. There have been lightning delays periodically, off and on, throughout the entire event. So depending on how weather goes, there may be more.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully not, but you never know with the weather. As you said, we've seen lightning several times tonight. We did have one delay of 30 minutes. It went off again. Everybody started to exit. Official went to the sideline, talked it over, and they came back out and played. And it seemed to hold off pretty good there for a while. We've seen a few distant strikes, so hopefully we'll get this game in. Just to remind you of the rules of this game, there are four quarters in this game, 3 8-minute quarters where the clock stops as a normal football game. The fourth quarter will be a running clock. Only time it will stop is in case of a timeout, an injury, or a scoring play. So format a little different than normal, but it is a four-quarter game, and each team is out here to win the football game. We've seen two games already, two in the books, as we saw Rock Hill come out and take their victory 7-6. South Point Stallions held off an interception in the end zone to end the game just a moment ago, and they won their game 13-7, as it looked like they may go down in defeat right in the last few seconds. A touchdown by Gaffney and an extra point would have given Gaffney the victory, but instead the Stallions pull it out with an interception in the end zone to cap it at the end of the game. So we're looking for another exciting game here tonight, Northwestern and Providence. And as we mentioned, with this being the first game of the year, we really don't know. And the coaches even told us they're not sure who they're going to start until right at game time. So bear with us just a little bit as we get this thing going. We'll get the starters for each side and get them in as best we can. They're entering the field right now, and we're getting ready to start. The Providence Panthers won the toss, and they deferred until the second half. So Northwestern will get the kickoff. Brown Simpson, you ready down on the sidelines?
I'm ready, Scott Wells. Real quick, Benny Etter from AirTech Heating and Cooling. AirTech Heating and Cooling is the official sponsor of this game. Benny, you have been a supporter of high school sports for a long time. Why is this important for AirTech to be involved in this?
Yeah, we've been supporter of high school sports for almost 25 years now. We just enjoy supporting the schools, supporting the kids, and help them out all we can.
Well, we certainly appreciate Benny Etter and AirTech Heat and Cooling here on the OTS Sports Network. You guys are great.
Thanks for having us.
Scott, back up to you and Kevin.
All right, Brown, thank you very much. We're getting set to go here. Kicker ready to kick it away. Eddie Zaplicki, that's the best I can give you for now. That's a strange spelling. Starts with a C and then a Z. So Zaplicki, get it ready to go. Number 88 and back deep. A couple of Northwestern return men ready to go. This one is going to be in and out of the end zone, so it will come out. They'll set it up. Northwestern will have the ball to start this game, and if I'm not mistaken, I was told they bring it out to the 30, or is it the 25 they started at, guys? Anybody know? Looks
I think
like
it's
they're
the 30.
Marked on the 20, but we'll see here in just a sec. as we said, different formats, so we're not sure how they're going to set it up. The chains are at the 20, but I believe they bring it to the 25. No, they are setting it on the 20-yard line. So it will start on the 20-yard line. They will not be able to return kicks or punts. The punt will be fair caught at wherever they catch it. That's where they mark it. Kicks will be at the 20 unless it's a shorter kick and it's a fair catch. Snap's going to be the quarterback's hands. High snap. He gets it, brings it down, and a pass down the field. Great pass and in and out of the arms of the outstretched receiver. That was intended for number 26, Deshaun Williams. Williams had it but couldn't hang on to it as he hit the ground at midfield. It bounces out incomplete.
I tell you what, that's a great pass to start the game that time by Durant. He just dropped back, had about a 3 or 4 step drop, let it go, put it right on the money down the middle of the field.
And it does seem like they're not going to do a running clock, at least despite the late time.
Right, so we're playing the same format. Quarterback Riley Duren is handing it off up the middle and nowhere to go. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Good job by that defensive front stopping the ball right there for no gain. It'll bring up third down and 10. And a little interesting information, Riley Duren, the starting quarterback, number 4, the junior, his mother got him a little phone call right before the game or about during the South Point game. Actually, his mother was in the hospital, and he is the brother of a little sister. Being chased out in the backfield at the 10-yard line, he gets it away, but behind the intended receiver, trying to get it to number 87, Kyle Aldridge. Aldridge couldn't get it behind him, incomplete. It brings up fourth down.
He was getting chased like little brother instead of big brother on that play. He was under a lot of duress trying to get rid of that football out in the flat, and just couldn't complete it with all the duress.
They'll punt it away.
Very good pressure for number 22, Providence, Sam Decker.
Providence will put their returner back at the 40-yard line. Punter gets a good snap, pressure comes on in. A nice punt. Gets it away. It'll be handled at the 43-yard line. And as we said, fair catch there. They're going to say 43.5, close to the 44-yard line. That's where Providence will put it into play. We'll take a quick break. 7:13 to go. Scoreless here with Northwestern and Providence, junior high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Plato's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Plato's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Plato's Closet.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com. Or call 888-403-2667.
Back at District 3 Stadium, Football City USA kickoff. Northwestern Trojans on defense now. Providence Panthers gets it on 1st and 10. Their quarterback is number 9, Holland Stallings. Passes to the right side, trying to get it out in the flat. It goes incomplete. Second down while we were away. Again, rushed in the backfield, had to dump it off, incomplete, nobody there. It's good pressure coming up the middle by Northwestern. Now it's third down and 10. This time it'll be a handoff. Ball's into the hands of number 11, Jamar Price. Price gets some positive yardage as he crosses the 45 up to midfield, down in the Northwestern territory at the 49-yard line. So that'll bring up a fourth down and about, fourth and 3 from the Northwestern 49.
Anytime you're on the other side of the 50, this is definitely the area where you would more likely go for it, and being what it is, I think, yep, they're going for it. Providence is going to go for this on fourth down.
Fourth and 3 from the 49 of Northwestern. So ball right almost in the middle of the field. 6:30 to go, first quarter play here. Quarterback takes out, hands off again, and again it's number 11, Jamar Price, but this time Price is not going to get the first down as he's stuffed after a couple of yard gain. He'll be a yard and a half short, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Northwestern will get the ball back with 6:18 to go in the first.
Yeah, that was a great gang tackle by a bunch of Northwestern Trojans there, and that leaves Northwestern in some great field position on their second possession.
At their own 48-yard line to start with 6:18 to go in the first. Northwestern, we haven't talked about it, and we'll get to some of these things as we go through the course of the game. But Northwestern with a new head coach, new starting quarterback, Handoff left to right, cutting up field. Good running room across midfield to the 45, inside to the 43. Close to first down yardage. He needed the 42. I think he's going to be just about a half yard, maybe a yard short.
That's a better start on first down than the incomplete pass they had deep in the territory in the first drive. Get good positive yards, and then you got the total playbook to work from there.
So on the carry, that was number 26, the running back, Tayshawn Williams. This time pass, near side, is going to be caught down the sideline. Looked like he stepped out. They said no. And a first down and more inside the 40, down to the 35, close to the 34-yard line. Northwestern moves the sticks, first and 10.
Coy Allison with a catch there, the senior. Looks pretty good so far.
Coy Allison, the target, making it happen. Trips on the far side, single man near side, hash mark right. It's going to be handoff, tailback. Got some room, cuts it back in an open field at the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Northwestern Trojans on the board first. Tayshawn Williams with the carry.
And Jayshon's the gentleman that they went to earlier in the game going down the seam that they had an incomplete pass. Now he's back at running back, giving the ball. He had two carries in that drive. Obviously, the big touchdown on that play. So he looks to be a big part of their offensive game plan.
On first and 10, Williams goes 34 yards for the touchdown. PAT coming with 5:39 to go in the first quarter. Northwestern strikes first. Looked pretty good on that drive. Extra point now. Cole Jordan, the holder. Low snap. He picks it up. Gets the ball upright. Kick is up. And it is good. Northwestern 7, Providence 0. 5:39 to go in this first quarter. We'll take a break. Tune to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Nickel Store in Rock Hill has everything you need for opening day of dove season. Get brushed up on shooting skills. Nichols carries a full line of champion throwers and clays. Need ammo? Nickel Store has the largest selection in the Carolinas. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Back to District 3 Stadium, Scott Wells, Kevin Robbins, Mac Banks, and down on the sideline, Brown Simpson. Will be going to him in just a second. That last drive, 34-yard touchdown by Williams. It only took 39 seconds and three plays. 7 points on the board, Northwestern out on top. Kickoff coming here in a minute. Got a player is going to have to come out first, apparently an equipment issue. An official is going to bring him out. We'll jump down to Brown Simpson on the sideline.
Yeah, Scott, I want to talk to Matt Hires real quick. Matt, of course, did the first game with Mario, the Rock Hill Marvin Ridge game. And, Matt, good start for the Northwestern Trojans here tonight. First-year coach Paige Walford's trying to rebuild this program. Been on a lot of tough circumstances recently. But a good start for him so far. You got to like what you see.
It is. And one of the good things and one of the things Trojan fans should be really optimistic about is that he's bringing back the air raid offense that was so successful under Coach Richardson, and he's only going to build on that, I think.
Scott, back to you.
Kick is in the air. It's going to be taken in at the 5-yard line, and they are allowing him to return it. We were told they would not be able to return kicks, but he does. Gets straight up across the 20-yard line, tackled hard there, about the 22. So, obviously, they are letting them return the kicks.
And I'm a little surprised that they did. I thought he would have call for the fair catch there. Obviously, he would have got more yards there on the return. They would have put it at the 30-yard line, but he elected to try to return and get some yards.
So 5:17 to go in this first quarter. 7-0, Northwestern on top. Providence with the ball, first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Quarterback Holland Stallings, a junior quarterback, is going to hand it off this time. Number 10 in the backfield, Luke Hunt. To his right side, cuts it up. He'll get across the 22 and gains a couple of yards out near the 25-yard line.
And that was number 93, senior Jaden Campbell on the tackle.
A lot of activity going on here tonight. Of course, some of the tents, or most of the tents actually, have gone away now, but certainly a lot of activity earlier before the cloud came up and the thunder and lightning scared a lot of folks off, but we had Rock Hill Coca-Cola down there, the broadcast center, of course, earlier. Air Point Federal Credit Union has the kick for cash, and That's always exciting. Pass now in the air is going to be high and incomplete. It'll bring up third down. And I'm trying to see there. It looked to me like that was a different number in at quarterback. Maybe I just thought I saw that. Guys, see if you can pick that up. Same guy in at quarterback or not.
It looks like, is that nine? That's nine in a quarterback.
It is nine.
So nine is still in a quarterback. Okay, I thought I saw another number. Maybe the angle looked like something different. 4:14 remaining. Clock is stopped. Third down and seven. From the 25, Stylings takes out. Straight drop. Looks downfield. Pressure coming. Dumps it off. It's going to be in the hands of Hunt. Hunt with some room. He's got first down yardage across the 30, 35. Ball on the ground, and it looks like Hunt has it. Yes, he does. Has the first down at the 36-yard line.
Great job of selling that play that time by Stallings. He really drew the defensive line towards him, set up the screen play very well, and then a good move at the end to be able to get the first down.
First down of the game so far by the Providence Panthers. 3:50 in counting in this first quarter. They'll break the huddle. Brown having a good time on the sideline, as we can hear. Hash mark left. Twins on the far side. Quarterback rolls that way. On the play action, he misses the intended target, sliding down a little behind the intended receiver, trying to get it to number 15, Riley Benton, but it's incomplete at the 45. Brings up second and 10.
A lot of pressure there in the secondary by number 3, Cam McCoy, and number 1, Derek McCoy. So both juniors for Northwestern.
You know, Scott, I'm surprised how many fans came back, too, after that lightning warning. You still look at both sides of the stadium. You know, there's a lot of seats taken up by fans. I'm surprised how many came back in.
Yeah, a lot of Northwestern fans here, too. I think a lot of excitement around that Northwestern team with the new head coach and things that are going on over there. I think Coach Paige Wofford is going to reinvigorate that fan base, get them back in here after a down season the last couple of years. Northwestern looking to rebound. Ball's going to go up near the 40-yard line, just short of the 40. It'll be third down and about six from the 40-yard line, 3:17 and counting. We talked about they may run the clock. Mac, you mentioned it because we're at 10 o'clock now. This game was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. We're still 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, so they did not run it. Of course, the fourth quarter does run, but we are definitely running later than we thought we would, so hopefully fans have stuck around and are tuning in. Stylings, shotgun, takes the snap. Oh, there's a big, that's fireworks. And ball is going to be incomplete downfield, and a huge set off of fireworks. Maybe they thought that was supposed to be the end of the game.
that might have been pre-planned because it is about 5 minutes to 10.
No, we didn't have fireworks.
That's Providence is just celebrating that first down they got on the previous drive right there. So,
I would venture to say that may be some South Point fans over there after their victory.
I tell you what, that was a good football game. That's two good teams to watch out for this year, ladies and gentlemen. That South Point team and Gaffney, both of them are going to do well.
So it's fourth down. They'll punt it away. Punter standing back at his own 25-yard line. Two back deep to receive for Northwestern.
Yeah, we're going to get Jalen Irvin. Gene in second quarter. Stay right.
Kick is high and deep. Great punt. He's going to take it all the way back inside the 5-yard line to the 4. He's going to turn upfield with it, picks it up, and back upfield around the 14, make it 13-yard line. That's where Northwestern puts it into play as Irvin brings it back out. Let's take a quick break. 2:33 to go. It's 7-0 Northwestern. You tune to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Scott.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS
graduating,
station.
Getting married, buying a home. Yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Remaining in the first quarter, Northwestern on first down gets a nice gainer. Second down and about a yard and a half to go. They'll go up the middle with it, close to first down yardage. They'll mark it. Let's see if they have enough. Official's going to come back. Looks like about a half yard short. So now third down and a yard, we'll call it. Looking to pass it. Far side complete on the far side. First down, steps out of bounds as he crosses the 30-yard line. They're going to say just before the 30, actually, at around the 28-and-a-half. But a first down, Northwestern.
That's got to be some kind of freshman welcome party over at Winthrop, I got to think, with all the fireworks over there.
Spoken like a true frat boy.
Go, go, go!
Hand off left side, got some room. The first down and more. Across the 45, midfield, 45 the other way, 40, and still on his feet. Pushed down finally around the 37-yard line, making the 38-yard line. Northwestern looking good. Who was that, guys? You see the number?
That was number 22, sophomore, Zylan Page, who had a big run there.
Zylan Page, the sophomore, huge run. First down is going to set Northwestern up in nice position to the 39-yard line of Providence. Going to be a timeout, Providence. We'll take that timeout with them. 1:49 to go, 7-0. Northwestern on top. We'll be right back. Doing high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Welcome to the third annual. You coming, Timmy?
Coming.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Football City USA, Northwestern, and Providence. First down, Northwestern, and after this play, we're going to go down to Brown Simpson, who has a special guest on the sidelines. Quarterback Riley Duren, ready to go. Shotgun. Everybody else on the line of scrimmage. Empty backfield. It's going to pass out of the backfield. Completion at the 35. Turns upfield and gets to the 34-yard line before going down. Again, a nice pickup. Northwestern starting to find some rhythm. Brown, what you got on the side?
I've got Coach Alan Miller with us. This is a surprise on this fireworks, Alan. This is something you didn't tell us about.
Well, I didn't know about it. How about you? Are you having fun yet?
I've had a great time tonight.
I tell you what, you've done a great job. We're going to have to call you Leather Lungs because you've been out here since 5 o'clock, trolling up and down the sideline here and talking to everybody inside. I thought I did good with 22 people in 90 minutes on our pregame show, but it seems to me that you've probably had that many out here live in person right on the field.
I've had a great time. Real quickly, everything gone well tonight on your end?
Yeah, it sure has. You know what I like about what's happening? There goes another short pass. Looks like it's good for a first down for Northwestern. Now, I tell you, one of the things that I really enjoy seeing, you look up here, and all of these individuals that are Trojans, or they may be Stallions, or they may be Bearcats, they're cheering in unison against the teams that are visiting here tonight. And that's what you call community. And we're really fortunate we have an event like this, and we have a community that comes together like this.
And I think everybody will echo this, Alan. WRHI is all about community.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, it takes the dedicated individuals like yourself and the rest of the team that make this happen, and we're very proud, and like I've said many, many times, I'd put our team, our broadcast team, up against anybody, anywhere, and I think we'd beat them.
I guarantee you that. Scott, Kevin, back to you.
All right, Brown, thank you very much, Alan, and we appreciate that. 41 seconds remaining in the quarter, and it'll be third down and a short 7, long 6 coming up for the Northwestern Trojans with 41 seconds to go. Ninth play of the drive. Northwestern hanging on to that ball. And they started this drive, guys, at their own 13-yard line.
And they got that fast pace, that air raid going down the field here now.
Not sure who's doing the fireworks, but they're putting on quite a show over there.
I think we're in the finale right now.
Everybody should have paid to come just to see the fireworks. Look at this.
It has been very entertaining.
This is night's best baseball kind of stuff.
Hey, it's so loud. It like simulated crowd noise that they got Providence to jump off sides and get 5 yards there.
So now it's third down and long one. handoff and hitting the backfield. Good job, defense, getting in there and stymieing that one. So a loss of a couple brings up fourth down. Ball's going to be back around the 17-yard line now.
That was Williams trying to run something up the middle, but the Providence Panthers defense pretty much put up a brick wall and stopped it.
Clock is running inside of 15 seconds to go in this first quarter, 7-0 Northwestern. They're going to go for the field goal here on fourth down. Ball at the 17, and they're going to set it up at the 24. So a 34-yard field goal attempt. Ball is up in the air. Looks pretty good, but it's going to be wide and no good as the clock expires. In the first quarter of play, 7-0 Northwestern over the Providence Panthers. We'll step aside. You're tuning to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air, your local train dealer. If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100, and we'll show you how you can save up to 40% on your energy cost. It's hard to stop a train.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Proud to be celebrating 25 years serving the Tri-County area.
York County Natural Gas reminds you to think ahead before digging. Call 811 and have your utilities located at least 3 days before digging. It's the law. Go online to sc811.com or dial 811 3 days before you plan to dig.
It's Football City USA's high school kickoff here as Northwestern Trojans taking on the Providence Panthers. Third game of the night. Rock Hill kicked it off. They won their game 7-6. Second game was South Point and Gaffney. A great game right down to the wire as the Stallions came away victorious 13-7 in that one. And right now Northwestern's up after one quarter of play 7-0. Providence with the ball. First and 10 as Holland Stallings, the quarterback, is under center. Single setback. He's going to hand it off into the hands of Jamar Price. Price goes outside left, and he will get a couple of yards. They're going to mark him up across the 20 to about the 23.
And Providence really needs to move the chains here a couple of times. They need to get this offense rolling a little bit, get some confidence in themselves, because all of one first down in the first two drives there, they got to get some momentum moving here.
7.5 to go, just underway again, 8-minute quarter. At halftime, we're going to have Brown Simpson one more time, and at halftime we will get him back out on the field. Panthers under center again, handoff. This time comes near side, tackled up around the 25-yard line. Again, a gain of about 3 yards, given to the 26. So it'll be third down and 4 for the Panthers.
Junior Derek McCrory on the tackle there from Northwestern. He seemed to read the play from the snap, so very alert, very on top of things with 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Again, we want to thank some of our sponsors, Burrow and Welchel Orthodontics, Palmetto Women's Center, James River Equipment, AirTech Heating and Air, of course, for this game, York County Natural Gas, Rhett Rutland State Farm, Wilkerson Law Firm, Plato's Closet, Homestead Hospice, and Upper Palmetto YMCA. Shotgun now. One back to his left. Looks downfield, going up in the air. Receiver is streaking downfield and off his fingertips. He was right there. Good coverage on the backside as well, as he was covered downfield by number 25, Devin Jones.
That was like, I'm not even going to try to pronounce. That was number 6 for Providence, streaking down the sideline there, and it just went off his fingertips. You're going to give it a go, Scott?
Gizendanner.
Gizendanner. What he said. That's
a good Irish name.
Yes.
So fourth down, they're going to punt it away. At their 26-yard line, punter will stand back around the 10. Trojans with two back to receiving a flag on the field.
Now, the punter's the same as the kicker. It's Zablicki, and he's probably the most highly recruited player on the football field. He's only a junior, but he's getting letters from Penn State, all kind of big D1 colleges. He's got one heck of a leg on him, which we saw it on the first opening kickoff where he kicked it out of the back of the end zone.
Right. And we failed to mention Wesley Ward is just stepped up to be the head coach of this team. This team is coached by Brad Bowles for a number of years, and he has stepped up now. Wesley Ward has taken over the helm, and they got a young team.
Previously a strength and conditioning coach, so he made a big jump from strength and conditioning to the head job.
So after the penalty, it's going to be a first down for the Panthers. They'll have it at their own 30-yard line. Goff back fires. This one's going to be high and incomplete. Quarterback's going to be hit in the backfield. There's going to be a flag thrown. After the pass, he was drilled. So that's going to stop the clock, and that's going to give him another penalty, which will move the ball up across the 40. So not what you want to do if you're Northwestern, giving him free yardage and first downs.
Yeah, that's two straight penalties given to Northwestern. It's really helping Providence move the ball.
We'll put it up to the 45-yard line, just across 45. We'll call it the 46. I love when they give 16-yard penalties. I mean, it's you know, you kind of understand it when it's at the 33.5 and you move it to the 23, but when it's at the 30-yard line and they move it to the 46.
Math can be hard sometimes.
All right, first and 10, 46-yard line of the Panthers. Takes off, play action, rolls left, and he's going to chunk it downfield. He's got a receiver there reaching up in the air, had the ball for a second, but as he brought it down, the defender was there, and he came across Jalen Irvin's head, and when he did, ball popped free.
Good job that time of stalling. He felt the pressure coming right at him. He's rolling to the far side of the field, but he never dropped his eyes and tucked the ball. He kept looking down the field, looking for a receiver, and actually delivered a pretty good football there, very catchable, but unable to come up with the reception.
Yep. 6:21 on the clock, second quarter. Stopped again, 7-0 Northwestern. Trying to make it 3 in a row for the hometown guys. Rock Hill and South Point already prevailed tonight. Northwestern looking to do the same. Defense trying to step it up. Second down and 10. 46 of the Panthers. Styling shotguns. Got one man to his left. Straight drop. Looks. Fires it out. And he's got his man number 11, Jamar Price, as he'll take it up across the 50. Pretty good game to the 47-yard line. And a flag and a little scrum back there. A little jawing going on.
Yeah, I think
so that's after the play. It'd be a dead ball foul. Sorry, Mac.
No, there's going to be some type of probably unsportsmanlike. So it'll see who it goes on.
So the play does count, and the ball was moved to the 47-yard line the other way. So the 47 to Northwestern, but then they'll mark it from there.
A lot of times you'll have some unsportsmanlike conduct early in the season, first game of the season. Like this is, you know, the first opportunity that you really suited up in game, full game type situations, and you're just excited. You're jacked up. You want to hit somebody. You get a little too fired up, and you know you want to. A lot of players like talking smack while they're playing, and that's part of it. Get that under your belt, getting a few reps under, and you kind of calm down a little bit.
Just don't let the referee hear you.
That's right.
So 15-yard penalty. They're wanting the clock to run. He's winding the clock. There we go. Clock now runs inside of 6 minutes as they set the ball. 15-yard personal foul puts it at the 32 of Northwestern, first and 10. Again, shotgun. Single back to his left. Wide out on each side. Hands it to the tailback. Again, number 11, Jamar Price. Price is going to be cut off short of the goal, line of scrimmage. Loses a couple. They'll mark him back to the 34-yard line. So loss of a couple, second and 12.
This has been the best field position Providence has had since this game kicked off.
Yep, Kevin told them they needed to get a few first downs and get to moving that ball, and that's exactly what they've done so far, 3 first downs.
That big penalty by Northwestern helped a little bit, too, that 16-yarder. You know, when you're playing at home, you're supposed to go 14 yards, not 16 yards. You know, somebody needs to tell the referees that.
So here we go. Again, shotgun. Twins far side. Single man near side back on the left. And one tight end in the game. Passes over the middle. It's completed to number 4 for the first down. Number 4 is Reese Heider. He'll have the first down inside the 20, close to the 17-yard line.
And junior Devin Jones, number 25 for Northwestern with a stop. Had he not been there, that might be 7 for Providence.
Looking for their first score of the night. 4:45 and counting in this first quarter. Providence moving the ball. Ninth play of this drive. They'll hand it off. Back's got it. This time number 10, Luke Hunt, carries it to the left side. Tries to get around the corner, but he's going to be cut off right about the line of scrimmage. So it looks like no gain on the play, maybe half yard at best.
You see Stallings' confidence starting to increase out there. He's getting a little bit of swagger running off the field there. On that previous play, that drop back was great timing. It was 1-2-3, delivered the football down the middle of the field, and it was right on time, right on target. So that confidence is building in this Providence team.
Looking for Brown Simpson over there. Where are you, Brown? Oh, there he is. We'll get to you right after this play. 3:58 and counting. Second and nine. 17-yard line, and it will be a fake, and the quarterback's going to keep it. Tries to go left, and he will get wrapped up after about a yard gain just short of the 15-yard line. Down on the field to Brown Simpson.
Scott, thank you. Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Gene, you guys powered this event tonight, and we can't thank you enough for what all you do for high school sports and everything you do for WRHI.
Well, I tell you, it's a great event. And I remember back when it was the Jamboree when I was in high school, I had the honor to play in three of these. And to come here tonight and see all the hometown people out here supporting all three schools. And tonight we're just, we're Team Rock Hill, everyone supporting everyone. And it's just a great thing to see everyone come together. A moment of silence tonight for Savion, the shirts being sold and the money going to the family. Tonight was just, to me, was just a real nice night, a special night remembering him. Just a great night for football and everything.
Well, Gene, we certainly do appreciate you and Hospitality Heating and Air and everything that you do in this community.
Well, I tell you, it's great to partner with someone like WRHI that any given Friday night, you can pick up any of these schools. If you can't make the game, you can stream it. I've done that many times. I've sit there, watch Rocky Ohio play, listen to Gene Knight with my earpiece in, pick it up through my phone, or I've been in my office working late, listen to it on the computer, listen to all the halftime scores across the state, pick everything up, the replays at the end of the night. So, appreciate everything WRHI does and bringing great football to everyone around.
Scott and Kevin, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Brown. Thank you, Gene. Ball is on the ground. It's a third and nine situation. Ball is on the ground. The scramble four looks like the Trojans have it. No official signal. And it will be Northwestern Trojan ball. Trojans come away with a turnover. 2:55 to go. They're up 7-0 with control of the ball again at their own 20-yard line.
Scott, that might be one of the partlows over there shooting fireworks, somebody from Northwestern side, because they come up with a big play. As soon as they hit the quarterback, that ball hit the ground, the fireworks coming off. So, I'm not sure if they've got those fireworks going off over there or not.
2:55 to go in this quarter, in this half. First and 10 at the 20, Northwestern. Trying to run it. Coming near side. Got some room. Needs a block. Gets one on the outside. Slips through. Still on his feet. 30, 35. And up to the 38-yard line before being pushed out. Nice carry that time. Again, it's number 26, Jason Williams. And 18 yards on the play and a first down.
And Williams has been a power horse so far for this Northwestern Trojan team, who seems to be marching down the field pretty quickly.
First and 10. Yeah, last drive, only three plays. This time pass a little behind. Picks it up, though, catches it, hauls it in, and gets a couple of yards up across the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they've got a nice 1-2 punch between Williams and Page. Page came in earlier. He's only a sophomore. Came in relief of Williams, gave him a little bit of a break, and then you come back in with your senior. And, man, when he gets his hands on the football, he's pretty excited.
Yeah, Ja'Kari Caldwell, senior receiver. Nice play. Gain of three, second and seven. Handoff to the back, and he will be stood up right there. A loss of about three in the backfield as three Panthers smother him in the backfield. They got through that defense or that offensive line into that backfield quickly. It'll be third down and 10 now. They back him up to the original line of scrimmage at the 38. 1:50 and counting in the quarter. Duren takes out. Gets it off again, Caldwell. Caldwell looking to make a move, trying to get free. He does at midfield. Now it's a foot race down the near sideline, 30 at the 20. Nobody's going to catch him, 10-5. He's going to high step it to the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern Trojans. Touchdown, Ja'Kari Caldwell. Flag on the field, however, back at the 48-yard line. They're going to bring this one back, guys. Great-looking play. Looked like he had six all the way. slowed up his pace and sort of showboated a little walking into the end zone. But I tell you, it was a good run after the catch, but it's coming back.
It was a beautiful play, just a little inside slant to Caldwell, who turned on the Jets and apparently turned them on too fast. So it's going to be bad that that's negated for Northwestern.
Go ahead. Some kind of holding on one of the wide receivers. That wide receiver screen was set up right there in the middle of the field. Now, I don't think he needed that hold to be able to break that play. That's the shame of it all.
Yep, going to put him back to the 38 again, so it's third and 10. Right back where they were before that play. Do it all over again. Takes out, looks downfield. This time's going to throw it up in the air and got a little too much air under it. Nobody there, nobody home. Incomplete downfield, brings up fourth down and 10.
Yeah, that time Durant kind of lobbed the ball down the field. He had two go routes, one on the inside of the numbers, one on the outside of the numbers. Kind of threw it in the middle of the field. So far tonight, I think his middle of the field seam routes and inside routes, he seems to be able to deliver the football very well. Struggled a little bit on the outside go routes.
Back deep, Gizendanner to return the punt. To stand around his own 30, awaiting the punt from Nick Akis, I'm not sure how he pronounces that one. Gets a good foot in it. Nice spiraling high punt. Fair catch called for, but then backs away from it. Ball's going to bounce at the 30-yard line, down inside the 20-yard line, all the way down to the 14, just short of the 15. We'll call 15-yard line. So great punt. And Providence is going to start deep in their own territory once again. A minute 17 to go before halftime. We'll take a quick break here. 7-0. Northwestern on top 2 in the high school football, the OTS Sports Network.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero-deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock-solid guarantee. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79, toyotarockhill.com. Select new 2019 models with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, registration fees. Includes $399 dock fee. Deferral payments added to loan expires 9/3/19.
Adventure Air Sports offers the most memorable, hassle-free birthday parties. You get everything you need and will have access to the largest ninja course in the Carolinas, a zip line, a rock wall, and many more attractions. Come visit Adventure Air Sports behind Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. AdventureAirSports.com.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Scott Wells, Kevin Robbins, Mac Banks, and Brown Simpson down on the sideline with you. Final game of the night. Final seconds of the half winding down. We're inside 40 seconds as the Panthers on first down while we were away. Picked up about 8 yards, second down and 2. And they're going to mark that one. Let's say incomplete. I thought he caught it. It'll be third down and 2.
And they're going to have to go for a lot bigger chunks of yards here if they're going to have a chance of putting any points up on the board. And I think I did hear Brown say, give something to somebody's mom. So I told you he knows everybody and their mother.
Oh, yeah,
in this
absolutely. We know that. We have lunch with him every week, and he tells us about everybody in York County, Chester County, Lancaster County, Gaston County. I mean, he knows everybody. Handoff. Going to go up the middle this time across the 25-yard line up to the 26-yard line. About 5 yards on the play, but more importantly, first down. 25 seconds and counting, though, so need a big play. If they're going to put any points on the board, I think they're going to be content to let this half wind down. No hurry. Coming to the sideline, they do not have to run this play, and I don't think they will.
No, they got one Providence Panther kid tying his shoe, so they're, yeah, like you said, they're content to just take it to the locker room.
Yep, so there we are, halftime, 7-0. Trojans on top. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Brown Simpson down on the field and more fun. Stay tuned. 7-0 Northwestern. You know, high school football, the OTS Sports Network.
Insurance companies have professionals looking out for their interests, shouldn't you? This is attorney Craig Wilkerson, and you don't have to fight the system alone. The Wilkerson Law Firm is dedicated to helping accident and injury victims. 324-7200 or fcwlaw.com. Offices in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
KFC's new Cheetos sandwich is our popular crispy kernel sandwich smothered in Cheetos sauce and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. We combine two craveable flavors to make this deliciously crispy, crunchy, cheesy sandwich. Don't forget your four free Cinnabon biscuits with any 10-piece purchase. But it's only available for a limited time. So get to any York or Lancaster County KFC today.
It's not easy being easy.
We missed the one at
all right.
First game. I mean, second game.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's halftime here, Northwestern on top, but we've got some more excitement coming on down on the field as Brown Simpson is getting ready for our Air Point Federal Credit Union kick for cash. As he is talking, he is telling them exactly how to do it, telling them how to place the ball, and he's going to do everything but kick the ball. So we'll see what happens. Brown?
Melanie, before you kick the football, hold tight for a second here. You know you're kicking for $1,000, right?
I know, yeah.
You a little nervous?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to do it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Let's tee it up. A 35-yard field goal for $1,000. Scott and Kevin. Melanie Grantham.
Melanie Grantham. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line. Now, it looks to me like she's kicking this barefooted.
See, little short, Scott.
It rolls. It gets to the end zone, but it did not get up high enough in the air to go through.
Let me ask Melanie one more question, and I think I know what the answer is going to be. Melanie, who is your favorite high school football team?
South Point. My son, number 16, White Grantham, is kicker.
Well, great. Well, good job tonight. You gave it a great effort. And good luck this year to the Stallions.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for participating. All right, Scott, we got one more here.
Now, did I understand her to say that her son is the kicker? Did she teach him how to kick?
I didn't ask her that question. And we got Sean Grove is going to be kicking next. Let me ask Sean a couple questions here before we get started. Sean, before you kick, a couple questions. Who's your favorite high school football team?
I'm going to go with Rock Hill right now. Okay. My daughter's going to be going there really shortly. So it's freshman day on Monday, so I'm going to become a Bearcat fan.
Okay. Are you a little nervous about this kick?
Nah, this is fun.
You ready to do it?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Sean Grove for $1,000.
All right, Sean, here we go. Sean's got it teed up, ready to go. Gives it a good run. Puts a foot in it. Kicks it in the air to the goal line, but not high enough and did not get through there, Brown.
No, he didn't. But Sean had the best kick tonight of all three contestants.
Good try.
Big congratulations, a big thank you to Sean and Melanie for their efforts tonight, and also to our first contestant in the first game tonight.
All right, thank you, Brown. Air Point Federal Credit Union, kick for cash, and we had three contestants tonight. Unfortunately, nobody was able to get it through the uprights, but certainly gave it a good effort, and everybody had some fun watching that, so everybody had a chance to sign up and do that. I thought for a minute, Catherine Miller, she was down there right there with the ball. I thought maybe she was going to give it a shot, but I don't think she would qualify.
I'll tell you two things I pulled from that. One, Melanie got some tips from her son, or maybe she did teach her son, because she lined up, she stepped back, she counted her steps back, straight back, and then two to the left, lined it up. I was like, this might be pretty good. And she gave it a good swing with the leg. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. But second thing is, I want to see Brownie kick it. I think we need to all get Brownie out there and kick that thing. He might have a shot at making it.
Right now, I'm going to tell you, Kevin, I'm worn out from just being on the sideline, but I got a special guest I'm going to bring out here right now. Come on out here, John Taylor. Come here. All right, I've got a special guest I just saw walking down the sideline, guys. One of the greatest guys that lives in the city of Rock Hill and works for the city of Rock Hill, John Taylor, the director of Rock Hill PRT. John, it's good to see you out here tonight.
Well, what a great night for Rock Hill, Brown. Good to have you.
It is good to be here. And let me just say this, too. Tell everybody why you're here supporting the Northwestern Trojans tonight.
Well, I've got a grandson that's on the team, but I'm here supporting the Northwestern Trojans.
You're supporting the Northwestern Trojans and your grandson. It's always good to see you, and thanks for everything you do.
Appreciate it, Brown. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Scott, Kevin, back up to you.
Thank you, Brown. John, of course, has seen many games. Called many games, been involved in many games. John, of course, works for the city of Rock Hill Parks and Recreation. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have second half action. 7-0 is our score. Northwestern on top of the Providence Panthers. You're tuned to high school football on the OPS Sports Network.
Did you know that if you're right-handed, you probably chew your food on the right side of your mouth, too? I'm Dr. Brittany Welchel, and rest assured, we can help you with uneven bites and teeth. Call Burrow & Welchel Orthodontics today for a free consultation. 803-670-8421.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Parents want their kids to get the same Bible education they received, but those same adults don't pursue God themselves. Statistics show parents who are committed to God raise kids who are committed to God. Kids won't love what you don't love. Join us at Northside Baptist Church, where we're building strong families by treasuring Christ together.
Hunters, Nichols Processing prepares your wild game one deer at a time in a variety of cuts. Whole hams, steaks, butterfly loin, sausage, hamburger, snack sticks, jerky, and summer sausage. All meats are vacuum packed. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73 in Rock Hill.
Back to District 3 Stadium. The teams are getting warmed up and ready to go. So we're going to have second half action here shortly. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your thoughts from that first half.
Well, a little bit of kind of what we thought prior to coming to the game. Providence struggled a little bit, didn't have a whole lot of confidence. They got a lot of young players on the football field. The offense did get a little bit of confidence there. They couldn't top it off with a score drive at the end. But I think the second half, they will look a little bit better offensively. Defense, they started off a little shaky, gave up some points early, but then they started playing better. So on the other side of the ball, you know, I think Northwestern, they need a lot of reps with this air raid. You need a lot of reps and game-type situations. So I look for them to get better in the second half as well.
Yeah, Northwestern is going to get better and better as they have a young team again as well and a new coach and then back to an old system but new for these kids because they weren't there, most of them, when the air raid was in place here. So certainly something different. Mac, your thoughts?
Yeah, you can tell that they're kind of running the air raid system, and obviously they're new at it. But, as far as the three local home teams have gone so far in the first half, it seems like Northwestern has looked the best. I mean, Rock Hill took a while to get started. South Point took a while to get started. But Northwestern came out on fire, and their running backs, Page and Williams, they've really been a good 1-2 punch for the Trojans so far tonight.
Yep, Northwestern started their first drive of the game with a 52-yard drive for a touchdown, but that's the only scoring we have. 7-0 our score. We got about a minute and a half before the game begins. Second half, we're going to take another quick break between the high school football and the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Plato's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Plato's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Plato's Closet.
When facing life's most important journey, we understand the word hospice can be scary. At Homestead, hospice means quality of life and comfort in your home. It's your choice who you have for a hospice provider. With Homestead Hospice, you're able to embrace every moment with your loved one. A team of professionals will address the clinical, social, and spiritual needs of the patient. Choose Homestead Hospice and Palliative Care. Call 803-372-6355 for a free consultation or visit homesteadhospice.net.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, AirTech Heating and Air.
Your local train dealer.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium, the final of three games in the Football City USA High School kickoff. We got Brown Simpson down on the sideline with a Northwestern coach, Brown.
Yeah, we do. We got Coach Paige Walford. Coach, you're up 7-0 at halftime. The good things you've seen so far from your Northwestern Trojans.
I think we're playing hard. We're executing pretty good. I'm not a sunshine and rainbows kind of coach, so I'm looking at the things we didn't do well and trying to fix those. Because really tonight's really about us and us getting better and ironing out some bugs. And, you know, we had them 7-0 and had them stopped. We jump off sides on a punt. Then later on that same drive, I think we had two different personal fouls. And good teams just don't do that. So we're trying to correct that. You know, that's more of an attitude thing than a physical thing. and we'll get it right. We'll get it right.
Coach, we wish you the best and your Northwestern Trojans this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Scott, back up to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's they're going to put 10 minutes on the clock, so we're going to run the clock.
They are going to have a 10-minute running clock for the second half.
All right, so second half will be running clock on both quarters. It rules had it at the fourth quarter, but they're going to do it for third and fourth quarters. We get set to go. And remember that Providence won the coin toss and deferred to the second half, so they will get the ball to start this third quarter, guys.
Hey, Coach Walford there, no rainbow and sunshine. Have you right. ever met a head football coach in rainbow and sunshine?
Never. Never.
Like, Coach, that kind of comes with a job description there. We understand that. You're looking at every detail, and I like those comments. That sounded like a true head coach.
He's looking at what we did wrong, not what we did right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So Northwestern coming out onto the field, getting ready to kick it away. As I think that's they got Jamar Price, the deepest return guy back there. Also with him is number 24, Darren Rice, and number 6, Dwayne Gisendanner. Northwestern ready to kick it. Kanoa Vineset kicking away for Northwestern. Nice high, deep kick. It's going to take him back to the 2-yard line. Caught there, coming back upfield. It's going to be Gisendanner. He cuts out to the left side, tries to get around the corner, but can't do so, and will be taken down at around his own 12, 13-yard line. So they'll start deep in their own territory once again.
Now, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong. If you call a fair catch in that situation, if you're Gisendanner, he catches that ball about the 1-yard line. It would make sense to make a fair catch there, and then he gets the ball at the 30-yard line. Is that correct? Is Mac, that the way you understand the rule?
Normally, yes, that's what I would say. But, however, with these special kickoff type of scrimmages, you know, and with the late hour and the running clock, you know, a lot of things, who knows,
yeah,
we may be making it up as we go along.
Right, he could have easily taken that and backed up into the end zone and had a touchback and brought the ball out to the 30-yard line. But he didn't. Quarterback's going to take it up the middle and nowhere to go. He's going to go down at the 15-yard line.
And Stallings may want to go down just a touch.
Yeah.
Earlier, he almost took a shoulder to the chin. He was very lucky not to get taken out on that play.
So second down and 9. We'll give him a yard on that one. Out to their 16-yard line. Clock is running, 8:45 and counting. I'm getting a little echo, guys. I don't know if you hear that or not. I think I might have gotten it. Two wides near side, one on the far side. Quarterback's out of the shotgun. Back beside him, he'll hand off out of the backfield. Trying to get through a hole. Sneaking through there was number 11, Jamar Price, but cutting him off for the Northwestern Trojans, bringing him down. Pick up that number, Mac.
Yes, that number was senior number 92, Zaywan Brown. Getting up a little gimpy on the play, but he still made the play and took his time to get up. But he's hurting a little bit.
Gained a yard out of that. Clock approaching 8 minutes to go now. Again, running clock, third and fourth quarter. Twins near side again. Ball spotted right in the center of the field at the 17-yard line. Stallings, shotgun, sets, takes out. Looks straight downfield. Rush is coming. He's going to dump it off far side. Flag's going to fly. Hole looks like a hole in the backfield. Catch is going to be made by number 11, Price. But he'll be taken down right after he catches it short of the 20-yard line up to the 19. Gains a couple, but a flag on the play.
That's definitely the area of holding. That time Northwestern put good pressure right up the middle. That's where you want to pressure the quarterback. They had two purple jerseys right in front of Stallings, and he had to make a quick hurry throw.
So they're going to let the play stand. It'll be a but did you see the call?
I think it was holding against the offense, and they declined it.
Okay. So against the offense, declined, so it'll be fourth down. At the 19-yard line, they'll have to punt it away. Two men back deep for Northwestern. Tay McCroy. Flags at the line of scrimmage.
Somebody jumped.
Coach Wofford is going to go ballistic on this. Fourth and about 5.
Right.
And you jump.
Right.
There, he's going to have an aneurysm.
He may still be a half yard or so short. Let's see where they put this ball. The angle we're at and the fact that they backed the sticks up the way they do now. It's kind of hard to tell exactly where that spot is. So they'll move it forward. Should put it around the 24, and it is. Is that enough?
I think you're right, Scott. I think he's a little bit short.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he's about a foot short, literally about a foot short. So they will remain in punt formation. And I think they're not sure of a spot or something. Official's going to pull everybody back. Not sure what's going to happen here. Let's step aside real quick. 5:55 and counting in this third quarter. 7-0 Northwestern. You see on High School Football, the OTS Sports Network.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
York County Natural Gas reminds you to think ahead before digging. Call 811 and have your utilities located at least 3 days before digging. It's the law. Go online to sc811.com or dial 811 3 days before you plan to dig.
So after the measurement, it was short, and they will punt it away. The punt's going to go all the way to the Northwestern 35-yard line. And nearly, did it hit a Northwestern player in the back? It bounced forward as McCroy backed up, but then I think he ran up to cover it around the 37, 38-yard line. So it'll be Northwestern ball, their first possession of the second half, first and 10 from their own 38.
I'm not sure what McCory was thinking on that play. He didn't catch the ball in the air. The ball just bounced like it was going to stay flat, not really go forward or back. But then he jumped on the ball. That's something, you know, coach just don't want you to try to take that risk. Might as well just let it lay there and let's get the ball and go on offense.
Yeah, I think he may have been worried that it bounced forward into the other return guy. Pass is going to be completed out to number 11, Quay Allison. Allison's going to get up near the 45. They say out at the 44-yard line, so 6-yard gain on the play, second and 4. Look at the armband. Riley Duren, Jr., looking pretty good tonight. Trips to the near side, single man in the backfield with him. He'll fire and incomplete, trying to get that one to Allison, but off of his hands. Should have had that one.
Yeah, there were several Providence Panthers around there. I think they were expecting him to catch it as well.
Clock continues to run. We're inside of 4 minutes, 15 seconds and counting in this third quarter. Northwestern with the ball, moving right to left. Purple jerseys, white pants, looking good. Twins each way now for Duren. He's going to get hit in the backfield, taken down. They'll sack him all the way back around the 36-yard line. They spot him at the 37-yard line, so it'll be fourth down on a 7-yard sack.
That was a good whistle that time by the head referee. He's getting wrapped up, getting grass. He was about to get dumped.
Yes, he was.
That was a good whistle there to stop that play.
Yep, stopped it quick, and in a game like this, that's the thing to do. Fourth and 11 from the 37. Set to punt. Nick Akis, ready. Return guy at his own 31, ready for the punt. Good snap. Punts end over end. Takes a hop at the 46 or 36-yard line, rolls inside the 30 as they back away, all the way down to the 26-yard line. Turned out to be a pretty good punt. Let's step aside real quick. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. 7-0 our score. Northwestern on top, 2 in high school football. OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating.
the Y, we strengthen communities by developing youth through participation in activities that promote leadership and teamwork.
We're not just AGM, we're so much more.
There's swimming, there's sports, and Camp Cherokee.
Join the Upper Palmetto YMCA. Visit upymca.org today.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the Good Student Discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
.150 and counting here in the third quarter of this game. Panthers with the ball, and a forward pass is going to be incomplete. Everybody scrambling for the ball. Quarterback Stallings tried a heads-up play as he was about to be surrounded, but still behind the line of scrimmage. You can forward pass that ball. You don't have to go overhand. It could be underhand. So he sort of shoveled it forward. It went incomplete as Northwestern tried to dive on it, but quickly the officials right on the spot to say that, no, that's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that he would try something like that.
In traffic the way
right,
he was, yeah.
Right.
A little Patrick Mahomes-esque there.
Yeah. The key to that is esque.
Yes.
105 to go, third quarter, 7-0. Northwestern. Twins near side, shotgun set for Stallings. Takes out, drops back, fires. Gets his back out of the backfield, trying to get the near side. He will not make it back to the line of scrimmage. He'll be tackled and a flag on the play, and that looked like a face mask to me. As the receiver, Jamar Price, the back out of the backfield that caught the ball, was taken down in the backfield about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but looked like they had a handful of face masks.
And I was just about ready to say, look at all the purple jerseys attacking the football, come flying up. That's what you like to see. And then you see a head get tilted back. And, sometimes that face mask is just being aggressive. And you like to see that as a coach, but you don't like to see the 15 yards, especially on a third down play, going to give them a first down.
And it's not that hard to call when you see a white glove on the front of a black mask. Northwestern, most of them wearing white gloves out there. Clock's running down the third quarter, so that will end the third quarter play, 7-0 Northwestern. When we come back, it'll be Panthers ball. And first down at the 37 when we return. You're tuned to High School Football, the OTS Sports Network.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero-deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock-solid guarantee. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79. ToyotaRockHill.com. Select new 2019 models with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, registration fees. Includes $399 dock fee. Deferral payments added to loan. Expires 9/3/19.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit PalmettoWomenCenter.com.
Nichols Store in Rock Hill has everything you need for opening day of dove season. Get brushed up on shooting skills. Nichols carries a full line of Champion throwers and clays. Need ammo? Nichols Store has the largest selection in the Carolinas. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Headed into the weekend thinking about the chores you need to get done? Then you need to stop at James River Equipment in Rock Hill. We'll help you live your dream with a new John Deere, because a John Deere makes taking care of your property more enjoyable. We offer a free delivery as well as a 10-year warranty on compact utility tractors, so you can get more done. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, 15 minutes south of the I-485 and the I-77 interchange. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Scott Wells in the booth along with Kevin Robbins, Mac Banks. Clock is running, fourth quarter action underway. While we were away on first and 10, Stallings had a pass go downfield. And I had a receiver there, but he was forced out. That ball was nearly intercepted. Incomplete, however, it'll be second and 10. And now Providence is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it here for just a second. And Kevin, this clock will run, but it does stop on timeouts and scoring plays.
Yeah, that's only two times it will stop, and it's a little bit different format for us as broadcasters, the players and the referees. So everybody has to adjust to that a little bit. It's a little different than what you're programmed to react to certain things, but a little bit of adjustment.
Yep, no doubt about it. There is a timeout on the field. We'll step aside again real quick when we come back. It'll be Panthers ball second and 10. 7-0 Northwestern. You're tuning to High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air, your local Trane dealer. If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save up to 40% on your energy cost. It's hard to stop a train.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Proud to be celebrating 25 years serving the Tri-County area.
Parents want their kids to get the same Bible education they received, but those same adults don't pursue God themselves. Statistics show, parents who are committed to God raise kids who are committed to God. Kids won't love what you don't love. Join us at Northside Baptist Church, where we're building strong families by treasuring Christ together.
8:50 and counting in the fourth quarter. Last play was an incomplete pass again, third down and 10. This time it's going to be handoff. Ball is going to be moving forward upfield. Ball is on the ground. Northwestern says they have it back. Didn't see it, but they say it popped out. Official comes in, and it does appear to be Northwestern ball. No official signal yet, but they're off the field changing teams, and it is Northwestern ball. Turnover. Northwestern football at the 46-yard line. So that's a big turnover.
Yeah, it looked like senior number 93, Jaden Campbell, came up with that. I'm not sure if he's the one that stripped the ball, but he came out holding the ball up in the air, so he running around like he got a prize.
46-yard line of Providence. So on the short side of the field, Northwestern starts it up, and some substitutions coming on for the Trojans. Sidney Mullinex in at quarterback. He'll take out, hands off in the backfield, hands it to number 28, Jalen Chavis. And Chavis is going to be met in the backfield, goes nowhere but backwards, though they'll stop him right where they made contact back at the 49. So back to the Northwestern 49, a loss of four.
And a lot of times when substitutions come in, you think, well, the game's over, not much evaluations. No, I guarantee you Coach Walford is going to be looking at all these young players and how they perform.
Yep, quarterback loses the handle, picks it up. Now pressure in the backfield, rolls out near side. He's going to be taken down deep in the backfield all the way back inside the 35. They'll have him at the 33. 16-yard loss on that one. As that one went awry from the start, the snap went through his legs. He picked it up, but when he did, he made a circle, and they got him in the backfield even deeper.
So far, Northwestern is going the wrong direction on this drive.
Third down and 30. They need to get to the Providence 36, and they're at their own 33-yard line. Snap, quarterback's got his shotgun. Scrambling around in the backfield, getting away from pressure, and fires the ball. He's got a receiver there. It's going to be caught up at the 44-yard line, well short of the yardage needed, and that'll bring up fourth down.
And sometimes on that previous play, you just kind of take your medicine. It's a bad snap or snap that you didn't catch. It's on the ground. Pick it up and just sling it out of bounds. Close to the receiver in the area, just throw that way. You lose it down, but you don't lose 15, 20 yards. And that's something that Mullinex will learn.
Fourth down and 20. They'll punt it. Punter stands at his own 32. Return guy at the 26. Gets a nice spiral punt away, like his punt. Hits and bounces straight up in the air, and now it's going to take a backwards hop. Northwestern will down it up at the 27. It'll be first and 10 for Providence when we return. 7-0 Northwestern, tune to High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
KFC's new Cheetos sandwich is our popular crispy kernel sandwich smothered in Cheetos sauce and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. We combine two craveable flavors to make this deliciously crispy, crunchy, cheesy sandwich. Don't forget your four free Cinnabon biscuits with any 10-piece purchase. But it's only available for a limited time. So get to any York or Lancaster County KFC today.
It's not easy being easy.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Pleto's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Pleto's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Pleto's Closet.
This is the name of the sponsor. 4:50 and counting on first down. Some man jumps off for Providence. Second down, they are going to... On first down, after the penalty of 5 yards, they get about six, so it's second down and eight now. Going to go down on the field to Brown Simpson.
You know, Scott, we're missing one of our team members tonight. Chuck Roberts is out of town, but I know he's listening in tonight on his WRHI app. And, of course, Chuck does a great job with the end zone every Friday night. That's our post-game show. And just want to remind everybody about that. Make sure you listen in to the end zone. And we sure do miss Chuck tonight.
Big handoff and a big carry by Jamar Price. He's going to take it right up the middle across the 35, 40, 45, and up to the 47. A big first down for Providence. Again, 7-0 game. Score here and a two-point conversion, guys. They could actually win this thing if Northwestern can't stop them.
I guarantee you that's what Coach Wesley Ward is thinking right now. If we march down the field, we can put points up on the board. We got a chance to win this thing. And for a young team, that could be big.
Indeed. They break the huddle. Come out with a little confidence here. A little pistol look. Single back behind the quarterback. New quarterback in. It's going to short arm pass one, and it's going to be caught right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Hit immediately. Taken down. So nice job by the defense on that one. They will lose a yard back to the 46. So brings up second down and 11 at the 46. But remember, the clock is running, so it's continuing to run inside of 3 minutes 15 seconds now to go in the game.
Yeah, in this situation, Providence is kind of running their 2-minute offense. Obviously, there's more than 2 minutes left, but they're trying to get down to the field as fast as possible.
Substitutions in on both sides of the field, getting some guys, young men, a chance to play right now. We go inside of 3. It's going to be a handoff. Goes up the middle. Room to run. Quick feet coming out of the backfield across midfield up to the 45. They'll mark him just inside the 45, short of the 44 of Northwestern. So needs another yard or two for the first down.
And another thank you to our major sponsors, Rock Hill Coca-Cola, Air Point Federal Credit Union, Nichols Store, and KFC, all the major sponsors of tonight's event. I want to thank you for all that you've done for this event.
Indeed. 2:30 to go, third and two at the 45. Handoff again. Looking for first down yardage. They have it and a couple more. Close to the 40. First and 10, Providence. We'll step aside real quick. 2:20 to go. 7-0 Northwestern. High school football on the OTS Sports Network.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
Did you know that if you're right-handed, you probably chew your food on the right side of your mouth, too? I'm Dr. Brittany Welchel, and rest assured, we can help you with uneven bites and teeth. Call Burrow & Welchel Orthodontics today for a free consultation. 803-670-8421.
Adventurer Sports offers the most memorable, hassle-free birthday parties. You get everything you need and will have access to the largest ninja course in the Carolinas, a zip line, a rock wall, and many more attractions. Come visit Adventurer Sports behind Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. AdventurerSports.com.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Under a minute to go, a penalty on that last play as that will back Providence up to the Northwestern 49-yard line. They have a minute 10 to go. Quarterback into the game for them is number 12, Michael Price. Price got to put a couple of quick ones up here or get some good blocking for his running backs. He'll spread two men wide near side. One on the far side, back out of the backfield. Pressure's coming in the backfield. He's going to go down. Northwestern's going to get in the backfield and sack him. Back at the 45-yard line, taking him down, and the clock continues to run, 45 seconds and counting in this ball game. Northwestern up 7-0.
And Providence is definitely going to have to start throwing the ball now if they want to try to score and tie this thing up before the end of regulation.
At the 45-yard line of Providence, second down and 25 to go.
I think this is going to be the last play of the game.
Yeah, they're
right
going to have to hurry. They're taking their time to get up to the line of scrimmage. Two wides on the far side, one on the near. Quarterback Price takes the snap. He'll hand it off, and they'll run it It'll be number 11, who is Jamar Price, and that should do it, 10 seconds and counting. This one's going to go in the books. It'll be the final. Northwestern Trojans will prevail 7-0 in the third game of Football City USA kickoff. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our player of the game, and we'll talk a little bit about this one. You've been high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
With 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hunters, Nichols Processing prepares your wild game one deer at a time in a variety of cuts. Whole hams, steaks, butterfly loin, sausage, hamburger, snack sticks, jerky, and summer sausage. All meats are vacuum packed. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73 in Rock Hill.
York County Natural Gas reminds you to think ahead before digging. Call 811 and have your utilities located at least 3 days before digging. It's the law. Go online to sc811.com or dial 811. 3 days before you plan to dig. In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Oh. Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. We got a player of the game to announce, and Jayshon Williams is the man. Brown Simpson's down on the field with him.
Yeah, we're going to let Benny Etter give Coach Paige Walford the trophy. Jayshon's done got his Yeti cooler from Nichols Store and had that big Trojan logo on the front of it. We got Benny Etter presenting the team trophy, winning trophy to Coach Paige Walford. I'm going to grab a couple words real quick to him.
Okay.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Big win tonight for the Northwestern Trojans. Good start for you. I know there's some things you want to work on.
Well, once again, you know, our penalties and just some things, little things that good teams don't do that we continue to do, we have to stop doing. We can't have 15-yard penalties on defense. We can't jump off sides on punt. Offensively, we can't have touchdowns called back. Not if we're going to beat the teams that we're going to play. And we don't shy away from that schedule. We're ready for it. You know, it's an NFL-type schedule. You can't. There's no week off. And we embrace that, and we're ready for it. And we're going to prepare, try to prepare as best we can next week for a very, very good South Point High School football team.
I'll say this on behalf of WRHI. We wish you and the rest of your Northwestern Trojans all the best this next year.
Thank you very much, and thank you for covering high school athletics.
That's Coach Paige Walford. Scott, back up to you guys. I've had a great night. Great team effort.
Thank you, Brown. Simpson, you are the man. Great job down there on the field all night long. Northwestern prevails in this one, 7-0. In fact, all three of our local teams prevailed tonight. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here from District 3 Stadium. Northwestern, 7-0 over Providence. This is high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero-deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock-solid guarantee. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79, toyotarockhill.com. Select new 2019 models with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, registration fees. Includes $3.99 dock fee. Deferral payments added to loan expires 9/3/19.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA. See rep for details.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
All righty, right back here at District 3 Stadium. We're going to wrap it up here for Football City USA, third annual Football City USA kickoff classic. It's been a good one. All three of our local teams won, as we said. Rock Hill came away with a 7-6 victory over Marvin Ridge. South Point, a 13-7 victory over Gaffney. And Northwestern, the one you just heard, they prevailed 7-0 over Providence. So it's been a great night. Congratulations again, Jayshon Williams, the player of the game for the Northwestern Trojans tonight. He had a 34-yard touchdown carry in the first drive of the game that set the tone for the Northwestern Trojans. Guys, final thoughts.
If I'm a Northwestern Trojan fan, you got a new head coach, and you're looking for things to be positive about. The one thing I noticed tonight is his comments at halftime and at the end of the game sound like a head coach that knows what he's trying to accomplish. He has a goal in mind, and he's not going to let his foot off the throttle. He's going to get his team there. So if you're Northwestern Trojan fans, I think you might have the right guy. So hang in there. I think he's going to get you on the right path.
Sounded good tonight, great in his interviews, and seems like he has the right mindset to move forward with this team. Mac?
Yeah, you could tell that Northwestern's young, but, you know, with the air raid and Coach Walford's past with the team, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I think it's just going to take some time. You just got to be patient, and I know that's, you know, easier said than done. But I think, you know, if they can continue to improve each and every week, it'll progress, and they'll be back where they want to be.
Think they will, and it looks pretty good. And, guys, we have football, real football kicking off, real games that count starting next week, next Friday night. Some people have them on Thursday night. But next week is the first week of high school football, and we're all looking forward to that, as we'll be scattered all over the several county area that we cover. So look forward to that. Appreciate you guys being in here. Appreciate all the fans listening and all the fans that came out tonight, and, of course, all the sponsors that had a part in this, as there were many, and a lot of folks had a lot of fun here tonight at the District 3 Stadium. Again, final score in this last game, Northwestern prevails 7-0 over Providence. Rock Hill was 7-6 over Marvin Ridge, and South Point 13-7 over Gaffney. Third annual Football City USA kickoff classic has come to a close. We thank you again for tuning in and look forward to talking to you on the radio again next week. Good night, everyone.